Grover Norquist isn't a household name. He's never been elected to public office, just some conservative boards, like the National Rifle Association and others. But Norquist is viewed as a powerhouse in Washington. He's gotten 238 House members and 41 senators to sign his pledge to never raise taxes. Only 13 Republicans in Congress have refused to sign it. In a speech to conservative activists this year, Norquist reaffirmed his vision for the U.S. tax code.
Our job is to say no to tax increases, stop throwing money in the center of the table, put our foot on the air hose, and watch that pile of cash begin to decline.
That's the vision embodied in the pledge. Deviate from it by supporting higher taxes, and conservative activists will turn on you, opening you up to a primary challenge. Critics say the so-called super committee failed to cut trillions of dollars from the national debt because Republicans wouldn't accept enough tax increases to appease the president. Will the GOP be willing to budge on taxes in the next round of that debate after this year's elections? No, if it's up to Republicans in the region. Here's South Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart.
I think raising taxes now would be devastating. I think raising taxes, period, is devastating. I don't think the federal government has an issue of lack of resources. It's too much spending.
But Diaz-Balart denies Grover Norquist has any hold on him.
In my community, I don't know if he's actually even, you know, if him or groups like that are that relevant, even though I happen to share the point of view that raising taxes is frankly just sheer stupidity.
Thomas Mann is a senior fellow with the think tank the Brookings Institution. He says in many ways, Norquist's pledge has become the ticket for admission to today's Republican tent.
He's not personally powerful, but his tax pledge has become the signature feature. I call it the holy grail of the contemporary Republican Party, and keeps it from playing any constructive role in putting the country's finances in order.
But the pledge seems to be losing some of its sting within the GOP. Norquist claims the pledge is for life, but Florida Republican Alan West rejects that notion.
Ain't nothing for life but death and taxes, okay?
West, a Tea Party favorite, got into a public riff with Norquist over the pledge. The Army veteran signed it while on duty in Afghanistan and then refused to sign it again during his 2010 campaign. This year, West even went so far as to say Norquist is a little misguided.
He's trying to have this kind of blood oath thing, I don't know. Oh, don't matter to me.
Disagreement with Norquist aside, West says it isn't a time to raise taxes on anyone. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio stands by the pledge he signed, but he agrees with West on not raising taxes.
But at some point, every dollar that you take begins to do harm because it's money you're taking out of the economy. It's money that's not available for the private sector. That's why the charts are very clear. The bigger the government, the smaller the private sector.
Florida Republicans and Democrats say they welcome the idea of overhauling the U.S. tax code at the start of the next Congress. Economists are also hoping lawmakers in both parties can forge a broad compromise to cut the nation's debt. All eyes will be on Republicans, especially the eyes of Grover Norquist. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.